for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Sean Diddy Combs is being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, and that's in New York, of course, following a no bail ruling after pleading not guilty to extensive charges.
During those searches, agents seized evidence of the crimes charged in this indictment. They seized firearms and ammunition, including three defaced AR-15s and a large capacity drum magazine.
And it's so much more than that. The hip-hop mogul could face life in prison. J.D. Souther, who co-wrote the Eagles hit New Kid in Town and Heartache Tonight, has died. He was 78. David Letterman was called for jury duty on Monday. He didn't get picked, but during the selection process, the judge asked him if he's a Colts fan since he's from Indiana. And he said, quote, big Colts fan. 0-2, but still a fan. Connie Chung has a marijuana strain named in her honor.
I have a strain of weed named after me.
Weed?
Connie, I gotta tell you, I didn't think we were going
in
this direction.
See that coming.
Because I'm easy to grow. I'm low maintenance.
Connie, we'll have
what you're having.
Yeah, okay. Travis Kelce gave Patrick Mahomes a $22,000 Louis Vuitton golf bag for his 29th birthday. Wow. Imagine the gifts. I'm just saying, between Travis and Taylor, it's like a competition for who can get who the best gift. Broadway legend Patti LuPone was at the Agatha All Along Los Angeles premiere and humorously recalled nearly killing actress Aubrey Plaza when they lived together.
I introduced her to the IV doc and but maybe she'd never had it intravenously before, and she was freaking out. And I went, oh, I'm killing Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be an IV infusion of vitamins, but something didn't agree with Aubrey Plaza. Jennifer Coolidge took being kicked in the face by her White Lotus co-star Megan Fahey pretty well. Fahey explained the sitch on The Tonight Show.
They wanted to get a shot under the water of my foot making contact with her body, but I couldn't see where her body was, so she was just like floating, waiting for my foot to like enter her general space.
Yeah.
And I hit her in the face by accident and she came up out of the water. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she was like, hey man, you gotta just go for it. Don't worry about me.
She needed Ariana Grande there to actually imitate Jennifer Coolidge. Hey man. Anyway, Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles are doing the Gold Over America tour. Jordan has filed that appeal with the Federal Supreme Court of Switzerland, trying to get her Olympic bronze medal back. And part of her appeal stems from the Netflix documentary Simone Biles Rising, which shows that Jordan's coach submitted the request on time to get Jordan's difficulty score in the gymnastics floor final evaluated. And Simone and Jordan say the GOAT tour will actually be a really welcome distraction.
The first one was my dream to host my own tour and bring on other gymnasts and see what happens. But after 2024 and after everything that happened, we're like, no, we definitely have to do another celebration. So let's bring some of the best gymnasts around the world in and let's go have fun.
Yeah, they're going to have a great time. Cher will lead an all-female list of performers at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. And a dirt alert. So, a YouTuber who has a cameo in the film A Minecraft Movie says Jason Momoa mistreated some of the crew, saying, quote, he was just really mad at them that they weren't doing something right. He was just angry and yelling. How old do you think that YouTuber is? I guarantee he's not Gen X. You know what I'm saying. If you know, you know. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except do things right?